Ugh. It's Christmas Eve, and I'm snowed in. I glance over my steaming mug at him, curled up next to me on the couch, enjoying the hot chocolate I made for us. Well, we're snowed in. He's looking very cozy in that ridiculous yet wholesome Christmas sweater. I can't say mine's much to brag about, with its white reindeer and stars stitched across lumpy wool that I fished out of the attic. It's not my best look, but it's festive. All the other guests have gone home for the holidays, and it's just the two of us here at my parents' bed and breakfast. I would be spending the evening with my parents, half a mile up the road, but this blizzard seems to have had other plans. His flight home, like the rest, has been cancelled. Ugh, I can't say I'm particularly happy about this little arrangement, but I've got no choice in the matter. He and I are stuck together. I watch the blustering outside through the window, listening to fine flakes rattle against the windows. The wind howls and whines against the glass.
Oh, this is really good, by the way.
I don't notice it's the second time he's saying this to catch my attention. Sorry?
The drink. It's delicious.
He takes a sip, but his eyes don't leave mine. My cheeks flush. It's not the first time he's looked at me like that. He's a regular guest here at my family's bed and breakfast, and he's always been mischievous, flirty, a pain in my ass. It's like he's always smirking at me, always thinking something naughty behind his pleasantries when he asks me for more towels or for extra sugar with his coffee. Fuck me, that look. The one that makes me wet and annoys me at the same time. We've flirted a lot throughout the 3 or 4 times he's stayed here. I think we both know there's a connection between us. A sort of love-hate connection. He knows exactly what he's doing with that look. He enjoys my blushing. And I guess I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy his attention. Sorry, I must be terrible company right now. I'm sure you had other plans for tonight as well.
To be honest, this is much better than what I had planned.
He sets his drink down on the coffee table and pulls out a wrapped box nestled away in his pocket.
I was going to give this to you earlier, before my flight.
What? Oh my God, you got me a gift. That's so sweet of you. What's the catch? I take the box from him, his fingers brushing against mine.
No catch. And don't expect this to be a recurring thing, okay? You and your family are always such great hosts. I just wanted to show some appreciation.
I notice how he lazily drapes his arm around the back of the sofa. If I lean back just a touch, I could have his arm around me. A dainty silver necklace sits inside. I stroke a finger over the fine chain links. Wow, this is so lovely.
Yeah, well...
Seriously, it's beautiful. Thank you.
Here, do you want me to put it on you?
I hold up my hair as he takes the necklace into his hands and unclasps the hook. I catch a whiff of his cedar-scented aftershave as his arms loop around my neck. Fuck, he smells good. His fingertips send sparks through my skin as he fiddles with the clasp.
There. Looks good.
For a few moments, we just stay like that. Our faces close, his body inches away from mine. I wonder if he's feeling the same magnetic pull that I am. Oh, fuck it. I have to go for it. I lean my head back slightly. My cheek grazes against his stubble and our foreheads touch. I catch his eyes for a single moment before our lips meet. His arms slide round my waist, pulling me against him as we lean back into the couch. Damn, it tastes good. Oh, his tongue slips past my lips into my mouth. He nestles me in between his legs, my back against his chest. I reach round and cup his cheek as we kiss, my fingers stroking over his stubble while his hands roam up to my breasts. It's like I always knew this was coming. Like he and I were just waiting for this moment to arrive. all the bickering and banter over the years to mask the sexual tension, the attraction, the need for each other. I gasp against his lips as his hands reach under my sweater to my bra and squeeze the lace covering my breasts.
Does that feel good?
Yeah. Suddenly, he's guiding me to stand. He stares up at me from the couch with a look of pure desire. I wonder how long he's wanted to do this. His fingers hook under the waistband of my pants, including my underwear. He slowly slides them down. His hands curl around my ass as he draws me forward and pins my clit against his mouth. Oh. I grab a fistful of his hair and squeeze as his tongue slides between my folds. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck, you taste good.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.